أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها، ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون. Beginning with ayah number 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the theme of the surah. From the very beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had been addressing the issue of immodesty, promiscuity, adultery, fornication, and everything to do with shamelessness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the very beginning had spoken about the had, the penal law, and in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about one is to commit zina, that is in itself haram, prohibited, and the second is to level allegations against others who are chaste that they have committed zina, that is also not acceptable and prohibited in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in between spoke about the qissa and the incident of our mother Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Having concluded that, in this ayah and the ayah that follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about steps of prevention. At the very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one of the more important aspects insofar as prevention is concerned. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, la tadukhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum, do not enter houses other than your own houses, in other words, the homes of other people, hatta tasta'nisu, until you have first sought permission, wa tusallimu ala ahliha, and you have made salam, greeted the people of the household, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, that is better for you, so that you will remember, you will take heed and accept the advices of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are a few aspects here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses, and amongst the important aspects is this, that when one is at home, the person is in his own home, obviously he is in a place of sanctity, a place of peace, a place of tranquility. So it is quite obvious that a person will now lower their guards if it is a male or a female, and more importantly, insofar as the females are concerned, they will remove additional dressings that they had had on, additional clothing that they had had on, that the Sharia would demand when they leave their homes. Obviously, they are going to now remove those clothing, and hence, they are going to be in a position in which one should not be seeing them, one should not be viewing them, and in one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this one of the reasons why we will have to seek permission. Secondly, each and every person in their own homes, they are entitled to their privacy, and if a visitor intrudes into the privacy of others, then that home doesn't become a home anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken that also into cognizance. Thirdly, is that if one does not take permission, does not seek permission and enter somebody else's house, the women may have dropped their guard, they may have removed some of their clothing, and hence now one of the major issues with regards to adultery, fornication and promiscuity becomes rife in a community and a society. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the preventive measures that the Qur'an Kareem has taken. Allah says, O you who believe, male and female, we find one narration of Umm Ayas radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she used to frequent the house of Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she says that when we would come to the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, although she was a female, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was obviously also a female, and those that would accompany her were also females, but yet she says, we sought permission from Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to enter the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and hence we find that this will be binding for both males and females. Thereafter Allah says, لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ, do not enter the houses other than your own houses. Here also we find some very important advices in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
One is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by a person that I live in my house, my mother also lives in the house. In other words, I am also a dweller of the house. I am also part of the household. My mother is also part of the household. So what should I do? Should I still ask and seek permission from her to enter the house? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied in the affirmative, yes, you should still seek permission to enter the house. The person reiterated, and again the person asked the same question to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second time also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied and responded in the affirmative, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained the rationale. He explained the reason for this. What is the reason that your mother is a woman and perhaps she is in her own home, she is in her own private dwelling, and obviously there are times when she is going to change her clothes, there are times when she would need to uncover her body, and would you want to find your mother in a, would you want to see your mother in a condition that you would not normally want to see her? The person obviously replied in the negative, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that that is the rationale, that is the reason why you would first seek her permission before you enter the house, although you part of the household. Then we will find a very, very noble deed by the great Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he and his wife were living in a dwelling, and it is stated, his wife actually narrates this, the Siddiq, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that whenever he would enter his home, prior to doing so, he would make some form of a noise, either a cough sound, or maybe he makes some tilawat of the Quran, or makes some dhikr. But prior to entering the home, he would give some kind of advance notice that I am coming. Although this is not a compulsory thing, but we find from the great deeds of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we learn many, many lessons that we do not know in what condition our wives may be in, and hence Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu leaves this great legacy for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ, that do not enter homes other than your own homes, حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا, until you had sought permission, وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا, and you have made salam upon the people of the household, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, that is better for you so that you may take heed, you may remember the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.